Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Dan Bach with you, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Wednesday, as we've got some industry stuff to talk about. We've got a Wednesday night in DFS hoops, and it's me chatting with you each day on this show. Thanks as always for the download, being a part of what we do here at rotogrinders.com. Big thanks to Fantasy Draft as well. Remember, a couple days left to qualify for the $50 buy-in for their March Mayhem tournament, which is going to begin on Friday, and that'll run through the month. And remember, more money you win, the better chance you have to finish on top of that leaderboard, where you're going to win a trip to Charlotte to go to Philly versus Hornets game, get to see some Joel Embiid up front, up close. That would be pretty cool. And then, of course, play some championship golf as well. So check that out over on Fantasy Draft. If you haven't already signed up over there, make sure you're using promo code Grinders when you do, and support the site that supports us in this podcast. That means the world to me. So if you're a fan of it, that's the best way to pay it forward. All right, today we're going to talk a little bit about some news. I tweeted about it yesterday and actually got a pretty good response and a pretty split response. And if you didn't know, FanDuel is already getting set for their baseball product and making a few changes, which is not surprising. You know, there's been a huge change in, I don't want to say culture, but in terms of the way that they are handling their game operations unit, since they've had a lot of turnover from the founders to the people in charge right now. So I was not surprised to see a change, and I'm probably not going to be surprised if we have other changes for other sports down the road. But ultimately, FanDuel landed on an MLB product this year. I don't know about the scoring. I don't know about all the specs, but the one thing they did say is these are going to be our new positions for building lineups. And basically, previously, they've always had your standard pitcher, you know, catcher through three outfield spots, and that's it. Just your basic, your basic roster build, you know, that you'd expect. Well, they made a few changes here this year for MLB. They're still sticking with one pitcher, but decided to go with a hybrid position of catcher, first base, and then added a utility spot, as well as still having the three outfielders, shortstop, third base, second base. I know some people are a little bit upset. A lot of people don't like change. I've very much come to see this. I mean, I remember in the beginning of the year, everybody was up in arms over the, oh, I can't believe FanDuel added an extra point for a steal or a block. Like, this is the end of the world. And those same people who said that are still playing on FanDuel here today. You get over it, you adjust to it. But overall, I don't have a problem with this. I think what this is going to do more than anything is probably get rid of some of the overlap. And I'm not talking about, you know, people who are sharing lineups. I'm talking about, you know, people who are building lineups, and when it's all said and done, you land on a lineup that's basically the same minus like two spots or three spots. And it's a big problem, and I think it's one of the biggest problems you have in DFS. And I kind of hope that, you know, FanDuel looks at their NBA product next year and reevaluates that, because I think they run into that problem right now with the lack of flexibility they have in their standard game. And I think that this was a move to try to change that a little bit. And I know there's the purists of the world are going to be like, well, you know, we should have to pick a catcher. I mean, well, you still can pick a catcher if you want. But I think this really changes the dynamic in terms of the ownership of certain guys in certain positions. I mean, Chris Jimino's job, I think it got harder. Sorry, Jimino. I think it got a little bit harder for you now, because the question is, how many people are going to play catchers over first baseman? And I think the answer to that is not that likely. Now, you could still play a catcher in your utility spot, but if you're not going to play a catcher over first baseman, what's the likelihood that you're going to play one over a second, third, short, outfield position? Not particularly great. Now, there's going to be days where I think you can do it, and I'll be curious to see what the salary dynamics are going to be, if there's going to be any difference, if catchers are suddenly going to be that much cheaper than the other positions. I don't know if that's going to happen. Probably not, but it could. And I think that's something that we got to kind of wait and see. But I'll tell you what, if you get a catcher who hits two home runs, you can almost certainly guarantee he's going to be at, you know, below 5% ownership on a given night because of those exact same reasons. And I think it really opens up the game theory element a bit more than we had prior because, I mean, previously it's a situation where, you know, if you have that catcher who hit two home runs, there's a pretty good chance somebody else is going to have them too because there's usually only so many catchers you can choose from on a given day based on just productivity and, oh, are they in Coors or whatnot. So I think that's where a lot of that kind of lineup overlap can change. So I'm fine with it. I don't, it doesn't bother me one way or another. Do I say I like it? I wouldn't go as far as saying I like it. I definitely don't hate it. It is what it is. It's a change that I don't think is going to change the overall gameplay and makes it more detrimental to play on FanDuel. I think there's aspects of it that actually will enhance the game on FanDuel a little bit. So I guess I could say I'm for it. Would I have made the change? I don't know. I don't know if they needed to do that. But I don't have a problem that they went ahead and did it. So I also think it's going to make stacking a little bit more, a little easier. And I know that kind of rubs people the wrong way. I'm not a huge stacking guy myself. I'm not going to lie. It's not my cup of tea, but, you know, there's people who are really good at it. And maybe that's the reason I don't like it, because I'm not really good at it. But now you're going to have the ability for those American League teams to probably roster whoever you want in that stack because you have that utility spot. You know, previously, you run into it where you've got multiple players who are designated first baseman, and you got to choose one over the other. That's not going to be the case here with this new rule change. So maybe it plays to the stackers just a little bit more, but who knows? Maybe the scoring's going to change. Maybe there's some other aspect of stacking that's going to change. I don't know. I can't speak to that. All I got was what the new lineup is going to look like over on FanDuel. So in terms of the reaction from people, pretty split, to be honest with you. I didn't run a poll on it, just did the what are your thoughts, and got a lot of, some people were like, I like it. There were other people who were like, I hate it. Never playing it again. Gonna play on DraftKings. And I'm like, you're gonna play DraftKings? Like, okay. Like, you get a utility on DraftKings and you have an extra pitcher. And I think there's people who are like, why did they not add a second pitcher? And I don't really have that much of a problem with it. I think that, especially when you look at your closest competitor in terms of size and their rostering multiple starting pitchers, I think it is fine to have that differential from it. Now, obviously, you're going to have a lot of overlap at that position when you only have to roster one, and in Clayton Kershaw or somebody is mega chalk. But I also think that puts a little bit on their operations team to be pricing these guys right, so that doesn't happen, or it's not an easy task to have. So I'm not surprised by it, and I'm actually happy they didn't, because I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm more concerned about having options for daily fantasy players that are different. You know, you don't need cookie cutter site one and two to be identical to each other. And I don't think FanDuel's change here made that, especially with leaving that single pitcher. So, you know what? We'll see what happens. I think most of the people who say they're never going to play it again are. They usually do. That's kind of how it works. But if it's something that you just hate that much, then you've got other alternatives. It's kind of how this space works right now. So we'll see if there's more that falls with them or other fantasy companies as we draw a little bit closer to baseball season. Baseball, believe it or not, actually starts in March this year. Normally it's like, what, April 1st or 2nd, right around the first week of April. And I think it starts a little bit earlier this year, like the last weekend or last week of March. So baseball right on the horizon. We are working on our premium content for you, and the lineup is looking tremendous. Super impressed. Got some new things that we haven't done before that I'm excited about. And yeah, so be ready for that. Hopefully we can have some announcements on that here in the next couple of weeks. Probably do an early bird sale for you guys or something. So I don't know. I'm not the marketing guy. I'm just the media guy. So somebody else handles all that stuff. But hopefully we get that out for you soon so you can see what we have for MLB Premium this year. All right, let's move on to hoops here today. We've got a solid slate for us here on this Wednesday. Typically do. A couple teams here on a back-to-back. Not as many high-scoring totals as we had yesterday. Looks like we got a 223 with Clippers in Houston tonight. Kind of weird to see Phoenix in a game with a total of 210, but they play Memphis today, so that's kind of somewhat expected. And then I guess the second highest total is Orlando-Toronto at 219.5. So, I guess there was, let me take that back. There's a 227 Washington-Golden State, which absolutely is a game we got to take note of. So let's go and break it down position by position. That's the way we do it here on the Fantasy Fix, using FanDuel positioning for our discussion purposes. We'll bring in salary into the conversation as well. All right, and the Roto-Grinders projections, love using them, and they actually have Rajon Rondo popping today as the best point per dollar option for this slate tonight at point guard at 5,600 on DraftKings, 58 on FanDuel, 11.3 on Fantasy Draft. I don't know if I can get behind it. I mean, I like the minutes that we've had for him, 35 in each of the last two, 12 assists in each of those games. I just don't love taking teams on the road in San Antonio. Now, to be fair, New Orleans is playing really well. Anthony Davis is just absolutely beasting. I just don't know if we need to kind of dumpster dive this far here today. So I'm considering him today just based on, you know, that uptick in minutes here recently. And, you know, there are guys we're going to want to pay up for. But for me, it kind of starts with Chris Paul. I think he's your lock and load cash game play today at 8,400. Still a really low price. You know, I understood it when he was going into Utah. I don't really understand it going into LA, which is the team that he used to play for. He's got revenge on his mind, and he's cheap. So 8,300 on DraftKings, 15K on Fantasy Draft. He's probably going to be the first guy that I'm plugging into my lineup here tonight and pretty much most of the sites out there. I just think it's an easy play at this salary, and I definitely am in favor of rostering him tonight. You know, on the high end, we've got Westbrook. We've got Curry today. Curry against Washington, kind of interesting there. Steph, you know, last game in Madison Square Garden didn't really get it done, but was, you know, pretty good against OKC and the Clippers there before. You know, the side to consider here is, you know, Washington, I'm trying to figure this out. Like, do I want to play, like, Satoransky here? And this is the reason I say this is right now, and I don't think I do, but right now, Golden State cannot guard the point guard position. They just are absolutely killing them. Like, they can have Klay Thompson guard somebody, but then that's it. It's all they have. Steph is not playing good defense at all right now. But Satoransky is, like, 6,900. Over there on FanDuel tonight. On DraftKings, he's at 59. Fantasy Draft, he's at 11.4. I think you can make a small case for him out there on DraftKings at 5,900. I don't think I can play that 6,900. But just recent form here, it's been miserable for the Golden State Warriors defending that point guard position. So there's definitely a little bit of intrigue there. Austin Rivers played pretty well last night. Got you to, I thought he did better, 26 fantasy points. I swear he had that in the first half when I fell asleep. But at 5,800, an up-tempo game against Houston, yes, you have that, but you also have Chris Paul not liking him very much, and I don't know if that's going to work out in his favor. So probably not looking to go there today for that reason. We've got the, you know, Phoenix and Memphis today. I mean, Andrew Harrison, he's 6K. I can't pay that number for him, even against Phoenix. He's been over 30 each of the last two games against Boston, Miami, who are pretty elite defenses. But this feels like the automatic, like, okay, better matchup, playing well. Let's put him in our lineup. And then he doesn't get it done here today. So I've got some concerns there. I actually think Patty Mills is an interesting punt at 47 on DraftKings, 44 on DraftKings, 47 FanDuel, 91 on Fantasy Draft. Over 30 minutes in back-to-back games, and definitely a guy who can pick up that scoring role. They're going to be without, likely, Pau Gasol tonight. Obviously still without Kawhi Leonard. They are going to need more scoring here. So in this tempo game up against New Orleans, they've got a 10 implied total today, higher than their season average for the Spurs. So I think he's a guy who can take advantage of that. Murray's interesting because I just never peg him right. Whenever I play him, he sucks. And whenever I don't play him, he goes for like 40 or 30. The number's up there on FanDuel at 68, though. 6K on DraftKings and 11.7 on Fantasy Draft, reasonable. On FanDuel, I don't know if I can do it just because I never seem to peg him right, but this seems like a game where it could fall in his favor. We'll see. Schroeder against Indiana today at 7K. He was pretty good last game against the Lakers, another good matchup, but the minutes are still down for him, 26 minutes in this last game, and I probably would be willing to press that button a little bit more over on DK because you're getting him at cheaper price at 66, but I don't hate it here against the Pacers who, kind of middle of the road. Actually, I guess 8th DVP against that position. Yogi Ferrell, another potential punt for you. He is 4.3 on FanDuel, 4.2 on DraftKings, and 30 minutes now in four of his last five games, and you're getting a pretty bargain basement price against OKC. So I think there's a case to be made for him today. Let's see if Kyle Lowry's still cheap on DraftKings. 75. That's probably a guy who I'm looking to play today against Orlando. This is a road game, so maybe it's a bit more competitive. A highest total in that one. 82 on FanDuel is not unplayable, but certainly that number on DraftKings is one that I'm looking to invest in tonight. And maybe a little Elfrid Payton again. You know, his consistency has been all over the map, but got there, 32 fantasy points last game, against New Orleans. 71 on DraftKings, 73 on FanDuel, 13-2 on Fantasy Draft. Maybe not an upside tournament winning play, but seems actually kind of safe right now. All right, moving on to shooting guard here today. And Tyrone Wallace, another solid performance for him yesterday. It is a back-to-back, a little nerve-wracking for him and Lou Williams. But this is a game that I think both sides are going to show up for with, you know, the connection between a number of the players there on the Clippers and in Houston. So, Wallace at 4-4 or 4-5, Lou Williams 7-7. Again, I don't like him in the eights. I love him in the sevens. He's a little cheaper on FanDuel than on DraftKings tonight, but Fantasy Draft in particular, 13-6, looks like a steal for him. 40 fantasy points, three consecutive games, probably continues here again tonight. And then James Harden in this matchup, absolutely. I mean, this guy's the top play in the slate tonight, I think. Point just overall projection. If you're playing those boost games on FanDuel, probably throw him into your 3X and say, well, what about him and Paul? You want to play both? Yeah, I do. It's a 223 game. Bad blood between these teams. Yes, I'd like to play both of these guys. Drew Holiday against San Antonio today. He is at 8K. Wish we had a little bit lower salary on him, but hadn't dropped too much. He's just been such a beast lately, and there could be some nerves in playing guys against the Spurs. I get it, but this is not your top defensive team here in the league like we've seen in years past. And, DVP-wise, they check in second against this position, so that might keep people off of Drew Holiday, but he has been a production machine right now, so I don't mind potentially going there. Yesterday, Chris Middleton was like free square on DraftKings, and he kind of is again today at 67. I say that, but then he scored only, 30 fantasy points yesterday. This is a back-to-back. This is a third and four. That is somewhat of a concern for me here, a game against Detroit. But I love him on DraftKings at that price point. I feel like that's too cheap. I think he can get us into the 40s here. And at under 7K, I will definitely be willing to look there. We've got DeMar DeRozan, 8,600. Again, just a roller coaster with him lately. But the encouraging thing is, last game against Detroit, took 9 shots, still managed to get you 37 fantasy points. I think that was a season low in terms of salary for him or shot attempts for him this season. And still kind of nearly made it. So at 86 and an 8K on DraftKings, like, wow, like that is, that's cheap. That might be the lowest. I guess he was at the mid sevens there for a while, but Orlando is terrible. So I think I like him on DraftKings a good bit today. Yes, Devin Booker is a good shooter and he can put up, you know, monster games. There's no question about it. The salary rose a little bit, 87 now on FanDuel, 86 over on DraftKings. I feel like that's the right number. Huge upside. I don't know if we need to go there in cash games today, but if you're playing tournaments, we've seen him have some monster games. But I don't love this tempo game against Memphis, so probably steering clear of him tonight. Let's see. That pretty much is covering. I think Fournier, you can make a case for him on FanDuel today at 5,900. If you need to kind of find a mid-range guy at this position, there's just not a lot of, you know, value to fall in love with right now. Certainly that can change. Plenty of teams playing back-to-backs that some rest could end up popping up today. But until we see that, it's hard to know exactly where it's going to come from. All right, moving on to small forward here today. And, you know, we've got Jeremy Lamb projected as the highest projected guy today, which is interesting. I know that there's a chance Dwight Howard might sit out this game, but I don't think that really affects Jeremy Lamb on a point-per-dollar basis. But we've got him significantly higher than everybody else in our projections. He's 4.4K. Matchup versus Boston isn't great, so I'm not sure where that's coming from. I'll have to dig in a little bit deeper. But in the middle tier, and I talked about this on XM right now, you know, Alex Len, I think that we found the anti-correlation there between him and Josh Jackson, where when Len plays well, Jackson not doing a whole lot. When Len gets in foul trouble and doesn't play well, Josh Jackson is a guy that we need to consider today. So keep that in mind, you know, on your teams. Like if you're fading Len, there's got to be somebody who's going to go in there and get production, and he's pretty much the only guy out there to do it. They don't have a lot of size on that team right now. So he's at 5,100. We'll see people end up chasing that one after his big game the other night. Kyle Anderson at 57. I don't really feel good about this one. He's 51 on DraftKings. Way too wide of a spectrum of outcomes there on him that, you know, kind of makes me a little bit uncomfortable to want to invest there. Giannis might be the pay-up spot for us. Again, it's easy to just say Giannis and Harden and Chris Paul. Wish you could play all these guys, but this guy's just such a stud. But back-to-back here, 11K price tag for him. If I'm choosing between him and Harden, I'm probably picking Harden tonight between those guys. If you want to come down a little bit, Paul George at 8.7. The salary is starting to normalize a little bit after he got crazy there when Westbrook missed some games. Still has 40 fantasy point upside. So I think the salary is right where it should be on him tonight. And let's see, Otto Porter against Golden State seems like a game that fits him well. 6,700 on DraftKings, fantasy draft 13K. It's going to play a pile of minutes in this one, should be up-tempo. I'm fine with him in a game stack as a one-off. Don't love the salary on him for like cash games or whatnot, but if you think that game's just going to go absolutely bonkers, he's certainly a piece that you'd want to put in. Cheaper price tag here on Harrison Barnes at 5,900 on FanDuel. I feel like that's a fair price for a guy who can get you in the mid-30s tonight. So I think he is a guy that we can pay down for just a little bit here tonight. Like him, let's see, probably better than I like Kyle Anderson for sure. He's probably my top choice in that range here tonight. All right, let's go to power forward next. And boy, was I wrong about Blake Griffin the other night. Holy moly, that guy was just a poo-poo platter of performance. But now, guess what? They dropped his salary another 400 on FanDuel and another 800 over there on DraftKings. So I think you got to play Blake Griffin again tonight. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I see this, admittedly, I'll tell you, like, my fault is prices drop on guys and I'm like, he's still good. He's Blake Griffin. And like, again, is not meshing right now with Andre Drummond and this Detroit team, but he's too cheap. He did have productive games with this team previously. Milwaukee, I think it's a great matchup for him. I'm into a little bit of Blake Griffin tonight, and you know, hopefully I don't have buyer's remorse again on him, but that price tag looking way too affordable for us tonight. Jermichael Green, 5,300. If you want to live in that middle tier, he's pretty decent. Double-digit rebounds in three consecutive games and gets this major tempo-up game with Phoenix, so I don't think the price is necessarily high enough on him today. LaMarcus Aldridge, absolutely. You know, they need him to be their guy. And again, no Pau Gasol tonight. He's been over 50 fantasy points in three of his last five, over 40 in four of his last five. He's 8,100 on DraftKings, 87 on FanDuel. I don't see that slowing down. We talked about that tempo up. He's definitely a guy I'm looking to play. Loving a lot of this power forward, a lot of guys that we can look to play in this range here today, and he is absolutely one of them. Obviously, on DraftKings, if you've got Anthony Davis at that position, you can play him. Did FanDuel move him there too? Am I seeing Anthony Davis? On Lineup HQ, we've got him back at power forward. And they made the change. All right, Anthony Davis back at power forward on FanDuel tonight. 12.5 is a monster number to pay for him. He is absolutely worth every penny of it over the last few games. But man, that's what almost like... let me see. What is it compared to? 11.2 for Harden? Versus 12.5 for AD. I mean, he has been a machine. I get it. But there's a lot of power forwards I like tonight. I don't think he's necessary. Now, I'm the donkey who went on XM last night and said, you know, fade LeBron because that game's going to blow out and he's not going to play the fourth quarter. So, you know, track record in the last 48 hours has not been great on fading studs today. But I just love the other guys that we have at this position that I don't necessarily think playing him is a requirement today. You've got a little bit cheaper salary here as well on Draymond Green, sitting down in, 7,600 for him today. So he's normally an 8K player as well. So definitely, you know, Green, Aldridge, Jermichael Green, Blake Griffin, all these guys, absolutely options for us. And if you want to punt, Marvin Williams played pretty darn well last game, and nothing's, you know, to think that that can't happen again. 24 fantasy points doesn't sound great, but at 3,900, he certainly will get you there. Keep your eye on the Aaron Gordon news. He's one guy who may not play today, and if that's the case, then, you know, we want to look at Mario Hezonja. And then Dwight Howard, the other guy who could sit, if he is out, you've got Marvin Williams, and then Frank Kaminsky might slide over, play some center as well. He's only 4,400. Tough matchup, though, against Boston tonight. All right, last position. Let's get to center. And Alex Len, do we dare go back down this path again at 4,900? I think we can if we want to. There's risk to it, but the salary is even cheaper than it was the other night. Yes, the matchup is a little bit worse in a pace setting here against Memphis. But Marc Gasol, he's not like the centerpiece of that offense like Anthony Davis is. I mean, you looked at that game, Alex Len fouled, he had six fouls. He fouled out of that game in 18 minutes or whatever it was. So it's not outside of the realm of possibility here that Len just does not get in foul trouble and does what we've seen prior to him. So I think he's fine as a punt. My favorite play, though, today might be Miles Turner against Atlanta. Love the big minutes for him just the other night, over 30. And if he continues down that path, that's good news. And here against Atlanta, a pretty good spot for him against that interior. Andre Drummond at 10-3, he should smash. There's no question about it. I mean, he should smash. There's no other way to phrase it. He should smash in this spot, but... do we want to pay all the way up there? We've only got so many places to pay up. But I think it was last game, Drummond, he had 25 fantasy points, I think, in the first quarter. It's crazy. So against that interior, he should absolutely feast on the rebounds. Let me see what his track record is against Milwaukee so far this season, because I know he's played them a handful of times already. And we got, 59 fantasy points for him and 38 fantasy points from 17 rebounds in that game. So 51. So yeah, he should kill this team. I mean, he might be just a guy that you play and move on. But again, they jacked him up. He was back in the 9Ks there for a while, but at 10-3, let's see what he is on DraftKings and fantasy draft. 96 on DraftKings, 16-9 on fantasy draft. Just put him in your lineups tonight and move on. Easy play there. And those are the centers that I'm kind of looking to play. Not really looking to punt. You know, Vooch today against Toronto, 7-8, 76 on DraftKings. Super safe in that mid-30s, but I don't think we need to go there. So I think that, and then Marc Gasol at 72, he's absolutely in play. I liked him against Boston the other night, and he didn't disappoint, 42 fantasy points. And here against Phoenix, definitely could come back with another stellar outing here. So I don't mind him at that low price point, especially on FanDuel. Really cheap. And fantasy draft, 14-5. So you play those bigs on fantasy draft tonight. They always price them down. So that's the initial feeling here for us on this slate. Just give you the Reader's Digest version. Again, if you're looking for more in-depth information based on ins, outs, all that stuff, make sure you check out Grinders Live tonight. We've got crunch time right before roster lock. I'm back on XM to get an updated point of view on things from 6 to 7 with Mr. STL Cardinals tonight. And do make sure you get in all those golf lineups. If you haven't played Fantasy Draft, try them out. Remember, fun setup there. Lowest score is dropped from your golf. So therefore, if one guy doesn't make the cut, you're not drawing dead. So give him a look if you haven't done so. But I got to get out of here. Thank you so much for being a part of what we do here at Roto Grinders. If you got feedback, leave a comment. If you leave us a review on iTunes, I love it. It means the world to me. So please do that. And know that we're coming back again for a Thursday slate tomorrow here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Till then, good luck in all your contests tonight, and we will see you.